ಸುಖಾಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಮಂಗಲಂಗಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಶಕ್ತಿಪಾಕಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ನಿನಸಾರಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾರವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಶ್ವರಂ. ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಯೇಷ್ವಮದ್ವೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತಸೆ ಭಯಾ ಭಗವದ್ಯುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. southern side of the Ganges and the south west and the north side of the Kaveri. And today is Balaram Jayanti. Tomorrow. Today is Gulam Yatra festival going on. And here we have many assembled devotees who are candidates for getting independence from the conditional life. Our regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and the rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. We have a translation for people who don't know English. Anybody here only knows Kannada? Ask him. Somebody ask in Kannada? Nobody? Hindi? Even Hindi doesn't die, English doesn't die till I? Hindi Anuvad? Me say it. Don't say it. Not to say it. Tamil, anybody else would want the Tamil translation? All English do today. Before, here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, mainly the good Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are competent remedies, and both of them or either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavata is as good as a good Bhagavata because the devotee Bhagavata leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavata. And the book Bhagavata is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his two devotees who are also Bhagavatas. Bhagavata book and person are identical. The devotee Bhagavata is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So by facing the devotee Bhagavat, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavat. Human beings themselves understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavata or the book Bhagavata, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually these facts are explained by Srila Narayana Deva, who happened to be a maidservant son in his previous life. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality, Srila Narada Deva! These are the miraculous effects of the association of Bhagavatas. And to understand these effects practically, it should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavata, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, with the result that he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavat, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavat, and the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation purport to the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 18th verse. In the matter of divinity and divine service, spoken on 15th August 2008, Jagannath Mandir, Bangalore. When it says Bhagavat Sevaya, in Sutin, what are the two things? Serving the book Bhagavat and serving the devotee Bhagavat. Bhagavan is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those things connected to him, representing him, are Bhagavatas. So by doing the daily service, we get all the dirt hands from our heart, all the abhadra, all the unnecessary things which are blocking our spiritual progress, we get cleansed away. No water? Once was to Kanya when he was traveling to drug Jagannath Puri. He stopped at a place called Brahanagar, West Bengal, not far from Dakshineshwar, the famous Kali temple and Radhakanta temple. And then he heard that one devotee giving a Bhagavatam class. He appreciated his Bhagavatam class so much, he gave him the instruction. He simply, every day, gave Bhagavatam class. That's your seva. And I'm giving you the title Bhagavat Acharya. You're the Acharya for giving Bhagavat class. And we have Lamacharya. Who is the Lamacharya? So there's also one Bhagavat Acharya. This Bhagavatam is so important that people come and regularly hear the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam Nitya Sevaya. Every day we serve the Bhagavat, the book, by hearing the class, by reading. Maybe now some of the devotees are not able to come every day to hear Bhagavatam class because they have to work early. But, of course, now it used to be tape recorder, now people use the iPods and whatever you call them. You can hook up, listen to the Bhagavatam every day while you're traveling to work. Somehow or another, if we hear the Bhagavatam every day, that helps to realign our consciousness. Normally we are aligned in such a way that we think that the goal of life is sense gratification. And that will somehow make us happy. Sense gratification gives some immediate happiness. But later it also turns into frustration, anxiety, then suffering. So just like we're going, the changing of the, now it's become the monsoon season, then it will become the fall season, then it will become the winter season. The seasons are coming one after another, maybe not exactly in the same order because of global warming. There's some aberration. But generally, there's this changes of the season. Right now in South America, I saw yesterday on the news, it was 14 degrees in Santiago, Chile. Beijing is like the 30-something. Thank God that doesn't come in the global news. Yes, maybe it is. Only in the Indian news. But, so one place is the end of summer, August is the end of summer, and then here, and then we in South America, September, October becomes the spring. Now it's winter. Every place in the world has its own cycle. If you're in the equator, then sun goes north, sun goes south. So sometimes in summer, you only have two things, summer and spring. Never gets colder. On the sea level. So like this, there's so many different changes. We try to get sense gratification, we'll get some happiness, we'll get some suffering. It's guaranteed. Whereas in spiritual life, it's always blissful. Serving Krishna. We need to hear the Bhagavatam, serve the Bhagavatam every day to remember that the real purpose of life is to serve Krishna. I was recently in Berlin, Germany for the Rath Yatra Festival. And they asked me to give a class on Krishna consciousness. So here in India there's some different movements going on, art of. So I give a class on the art of being happy. Art of happiness. Art of happiness is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And engaging in devotional service. When we make Krishna happy, we become happy. This is the secret. We're making our senses happy. We'll be happy, we'll be also suffering. Both. Senses mean they give us both this problem. Temporary happiness, temporary suffering. But chanting the holy name, serving Krishna, bhakti, yoga, we get eternal happiness. How many want eternal happiness? Very good. We're so much addicted to temporary happiness. How many like temporary suffering? You like permanent suffering? Fortunately, there's no such thing as a permanent suffering. Even this material world itself is like a permanent suffering. Once in a while we feel a little happiness and then usually it's suffering. We there's the different stages. Hankering. We want something. So that's also kind of suffering because we are filled with hope and desire. We want something. The kind of an anxiety. Then there's hankering, then fearing. If we get what we want, then we fear losing it. Somebody just gave me a Rolex watch. Some really wealthy person wanted to give something. I don't know, going in. Usually anxiety. It's too expensive, I'll lose it, what do people think, you know. No. If you get something, then also anxiety. Some places in South America, people, the taxi drivers are wearing their watch by the taxi. So thieves will come up and grab the watch and then all rip it off. And run. So the taxi driver will leave his taxi. He will eliminate. Taxi driver is just smart. They put their hand, the taxi, the watch on the other hand. That way they can't reach. So then the thieves got watch by. They come with a knitting needle, big knitting needle, or hairpin. They go and jab it in the arm of the taxi driver. Ah! Rip off his arm. Then nobody will be made to stop wearing watches. Too dangerous. And someone from that country told me, you come from India and it's such a poor country. So we don't rip our watches out so far. Very good. You know, something of steroid. So much propaganda, that's another topic, but that will show the 100,000 people. We're glad they have all the countries from 100 people. So anyway, we're just trying to enjoy life. We have loved ones, sometimes they fall sick, we put in anxiety. So then we lose our near and dear one, then it goes into lamentation. We lose someone we love it first then, and we are lamenting. Or we lose something that was dear to us, someone steals our bicycle or something. We are lamenting, oh, that was a good bicycle, it's been 2,000 rupees. 4 years. So we go to his places, entering, carrying, and presentation. Have any of you ever been in any of those places? Some people don't know anything like that. This so you can do backwards to save on your leader. So the mobile phone now. So this Prince of Bhagavatam helps us to understand things as they are. And also to get some spiritual appreciation about Krishna and his devotees. How they're so wonderful. The other service that we serve are devotees, the Bhagavatas. Bhagavat and Bhagavat. Bhagavan and Bhagavat. Connected with Bhagavan and Bhagavat. So that's also the devotees. The pure devotees. When we serve the devotees, that's also very pleasing to Krishna. Recently I was traveling someplace, we were talking about Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni is a great mystic. He can travel in outer space, but he's famous for doing one thing especially. What's that? Cursing. So people are a bit afraid of him when they do the wrong thing, he may curse them. So then, but he made a mistake. He cursed Ambarish to die because he drank some water just to break his fast before. Durvasa came, Durvasa, the exact moment came, cursed him, created some demons. Demon was killing, Sudarshan Chakra came, the demon had, and the Sudarshan Chakra went after Durvasa Muni, went to the Satyaloka as protection from Brahma. He said, I'm not going to have any power to protect you from the threatening of Vishnu. He went to Kailash as protection from Shiva. He will say, I don't have any defense against the Sudarshan Chakra. Then he went to Vishnu, traveling by the speed of light, took him 1 year to get to Vishnu Loka. We suspected Rishi to actually go and talk to Vishnu. Not something very ordinary, very special. They told these two patients, you are very strong-hearted, you are Pati Pavan, you are Dina Bandhu, I am suffering so much, your Sudarshan Chakra is chasing me all over the universe. So please, you have been a strong-hearted baby from your weapon. But this is that you see, my devotees have completely given themselves to me. That's the result. I've given my heart to my devotees. I give myself to my devotees. Now I don't own myself. I belong to my devotees. I'm sorry, I'm not able to help you, because I don't have any independence anymore. So the Vasa Muni was bewildered as to what to do. He was noble. You have a soft heart. You can please save me. Well, people say I have a soft heart, but I give in my heart also to my devotee. Do you want this soft heart? Then you have to go to Amrit, if he has it. You have to ask him to pull you through. Then you'll be freed from the Sudarshan chakra. And so many things, you know, the whole chakra, all the glories of the Bhagavata, the Krishna's, how they are, because of their service, because of their surrender, they have purchased me. Even if there's a devotee of my devotee, is also so dear to me. We are trying Prabhupada for the pure devotee. We are trying to be the devotee of the devotee. Das anu das. To get the mercy of Krishna. So finally the Rasa Muni flew back to Ambarish and fell down and said, I misestimated you. I underestimated you. Now I realize how great the Bhagavatas are. Some yogis, some jnanis, some mayavadis, they underestimate you. What these devotees are sentimental. They don't realize that now they have got the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of their surrender and devotion. It is one of our questions. Only Vaishnava Thakura, Doyala Sagura, Vaishnava Thakura. The one verse says, Krishna Kishe Paro, Krishna Kishe Kumara, Krishna Kishe Paro, Kumara Sakriti Yashi. Krishna is yours. Krishna, you have Krishna, Krishna is yours. You can give Krishna. This power you have. So our praying to the Vaishnava, please give us Krishna. How many want Krishna? Right, so we have to pray to Gaukana, pray to the Vaishnava to get Krishna. This is secret. Once the Bhakti Kirtan Maharaj, the time he was known as Ghanashyam, he was in the Soviet period in the 70s, he was being sent to do library program preaching. So Prabhupada called all the sannyasis and GDCs and senior devotees to say, I want you all to give blessings and prayers to Ghanashyam Guru. Mr. Prabhupada, on the other hand, you're the fear of all things, and what is the need of us? Who are we? We're insects, flies, very insignificant. So no, you're also the devotees. Krishna will listen to his devotees. How much he gets maximum blessing. So we all, by Prabhupada's order, we all have to pray. Blessed to Ghanashyam, to distribute so many books. Now, of course, there's no more Soviet Union. And there's Russia. They have freedom of religion there. Recently, our Premapadini Devi Gandhi, she was preaching there in Siberia and other places. What was your impression? How is the scope in Russia for preaching?
Very
great potential. How about Bangalore? So, anyway, Soviet Union was somehow dissolved. How about predicted that 20 years would be gone? Sure enough, 1991, 93, it was disbanded. Or a square count, etc. So, now they have freedom of the religion. I have a 1 year multiple religious visa for Russia, and there it says, Society of Krishna. Which Krishna consciousness recognizes the bona fide religion, they can give religious visa. Before, you had to go on student hand, hidden way. Now we go and go on as a devotee, religious visa. The Gopal of peace. So like this, Bhagavats are blessing the other devotees. There was also this Vachitakis to God and do the Harinam. In the same way, Vachitakis to God and the Pandit mentions that he went to, he was doing Harinam in Machadri. And one comrade boy came up to him and said, my dear brother, my mother, who is your auntie, wants you to come home and take some milk sweets. If you're a comrade boy and Brahmin, how are we, our brothers? Because my mother was serving Sati Mata and she said that you're my younger sister. So, Sati Mata and my mother is our sisters. That means we're cousin brothers. So please come home. He was Malini, was her name. So, Malini. They're going to the house. They went by a tank, a lake. There the cows are moo, moo, moo. So why are they mooing like that? So there's a crocodile and a king. And they're afraid, they don't know where the crocodile is. If they drink water, he may leap out and grab them and eat them. So they're waiting to see where he gives up. So what you can call this party to keep up? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The crocodile rolls up in the middle of the lake, starts swimming towards the kirtan party, climbs up the bank of the lake, runs towards the tiny trunk, touches his water ski. And turned into a celestial boy, a Deva Kumara. That was a unique thing to happen in Harinam. Has that ever happened to you in your kirtan? There was once, there was a kirtan was held in Santiago de Chile. And there was a dog who was barking. during the kirtan. So the kirtan leader had the people move, and then the dog came, and the dog jumped up on the hind leg. Was jumping up and down. And then the dog fell down and came for a state of instance to the kirtan leader. Have you ever had that happen? That was... Huh?
What if the police say to stop the kirtan?
The police say to stop the kirtan. They went to the Supreme Court. Kirtan was banned in Santiago of the Vizcaya Pinochet. But there's freedom of religion in the Constitution. So all the Kirtan was banned. The Supreme Court decided that anybody can practice their religion. The organization may be banned, but the religion can be practiced. So the Supreme Court literally did not enough. Now, he carried it and thrown out, and his court is registered. But I was just recently doing kirtan in Freiburg, Germany. Harinam. And my walkers, there was a loudspeaker, and so many people walking by. One lady came by with a baby in here in the trolley, what do you call the baby carriage? Huh? Called a chair. So long for later. Anyway, as soon as the baby heard the Harinam, this little baby, like maybe 10 walk years, or this baby barely 1 year or something. So maybe he raised the hair, start going like this. Then the lady mother was so surprised, turned the collaborator to face the kirtan. And the baby for like half hour was going like this. Must have been a devotee in the previous life. Have you ever seen that baby just spontaneously going as the kirtan is going up? So like that, surprising things happen sometimes in Harinam. But there, that tribe means free city. So there is an open interesting event in the downtown. No, but as we are reading, the police came up. They said, you're this walker, this cartel, this is too big. Making too much noise. And no one ever made singing dance, but not so loud. And we're already singing something. Even in Germany, they let you do kirtan, only the sound. So they say, where's your permit? I was doing Harinam in Montreal, Canada, in 1968, 69, and I got arrested. The whole party was arrested for disturbing the peace. They put us in jail. And I knew that police chief phoned him up. Somehow I got in contact, and then we had us released, but for about 8 hours, 12 hours, we were there. They got to take off our headbeats and deposit our beads. So sometimes we have to go through so many difficulties. There's the High Court of Calcutta. They decided there's always in Calcutta. There's this, what they call it? There's some 104 or something, some 144. Section 144 means allow the writers, building, you cannot chant or make any noise. So if it's not noise, to sing the holy names that are writing as the Indians, they have constitutional right to praise God. So the justice of the High Court, justice at that time was Bhagavati Ramaji, he's trying to order that nobody can stop the chanting of Hare Krishna. You should get a copy of that. So that. Alright, get a permission. What's the big deal? Get a permission to have enough. If you don't get permission, then take it to court. Get some more work to have to go on. Fighting for the right cause. Causes. So like this. First attorney asked this boy, who are you? He said, I'm a resident of Indra Loka. Where I am 5 years old. I was playing in the forest and I came across a rishi, a yogi lying down. He had a big mat in there. It is called Jaga. So, to play a joke on him, I cut off his hair. I didn't know it was the Rasta Muni or who was Sarvastra. When he sat up, his head was very light. He saw his hair. He said, who cut my hair? Whose expert is coming, my crocodile, they also cut. I cut it! The crocodile! He said, oh no, I don't need a crocodile. He said, all right. Then I would say, please, have your mercy on me. Forgive me, I just playing around, I did the shadow. I didn't mean anything, any harm. I don't want to become a crocodile. Please take back your curse. Solomon's curses, they're not detectable. You get some escape clause. But you can't retract them. So then he gave an escape clause. If you're a crocodile and all of this done, and when one of your family appears, you can touch his feet and be free from that curse. So please, you freed me from that curse. I want to be your eternal devotee. I want to save your family. You took him out of three, four times, then in a heavenly airplane, parents came, grabbed their son by the ear. What are you doing? I was getting in trouble. Misbehaving. Children are like what they used to be. Then, took him in the airplane and went back to Indra Loka. Then Lord Chaitanya went with his kirtan party to the house of Malini. And they had prasadam. Rasagula, Sandesh, Chamcham Kir Kadamba, Bharati, did I say Sandesh? Hey guys, so many, Rabari, Misty Dari, Nautsi, she's a coward lady, so I put a mouth to Bengal and I put a mouth to even here they have a safety guard. North India, I put a green tree. Only mouth tree, the Jagri Pera. Maybe, right? The Ladu, here also Jagannath. Here more green trees. Only the python, they put mouth. Follow python. Every part of India has a different street. The Bengal famous for the North Street. So they had North Street and then like that. So there was one day at the Sankirtan party of Lord Chaitanya. So Prabhasa Muni, he's a great yogi, can fly to the Vishnu Loka, but he was not a Bhagavata. He was a mystic yogi. An homage to us, our king, a very humble devotee. He was in Mahabhagavata. So much so that Dhruvasa had to come down and thank him for forgiveness. Many people are actually yogis and get mystic powers. So it is much easier to have the heart of Vishnu, have the heart of Krishna. We should be very careful to avoid the aparadas against the Vaishnavas. Vaishnava, aparad, matar, arti, upare, vachanya, karsuji, jai, mata. To commit an offense to the Vaishnava, that's it. And man, elephant, offense. Like if a wild elephant goes into your garden and pulls out the trees, throws them down, stomps on them. So these may stay green for some hours, a day, but then they will dry up and finish. That's what will happen to your devotional keeper by committing Vaishnava Puran. How many of you want to avoid Vaishnava Puran? To hear this verse is saying Vaishnava Seva. May slaves do Seva to the Vaishnava. Then you have to respect them. Once somebody asks Prabhupada, how is it that we avoid, are we being knowingly, unknowingly commit to offense? Then he said that every morning, after the Bhagavatam class with the Manuraki, we chant our prayers to the Vaishnavas, so we forgive them for our offenses and they forgive us. How many of you went to the Navadi Parikrama? Now every year there are 50s of August are coming from Dubai for the Parikrama. 400 of August from Delhi, Mumbai, Western India, Hindi group. Now we have to translate into Hindi and Russian, two big groups, plus for the international party. There's one place you go to in Kolhapur. Kolhapur was known in time of Lord Chaitanya as Kuryapa, other side of the Ganges. And one of the names is called Apurat Banchan Kuryapa. Mobile phone operator. Put it on silent or off mode. So that you get forgiven for the Vaishnava operators and Kuryapat. Devananda Swami got forgiven. Jagai Madai, Surya, his quality, Aparad Bandhan. Bandhan means to wipe out the Aparad, clear away the Aparad. So that's another way that if, when you go to Kholati, you can pray, we have all of the devotees pray, and they'll forgive all the other Vaishnavas and that they'll be forgiven for our offenses. So like this, you can get forgiven easier. Kuryapat, Aparad Banchan Kuryapat. Otherwise, you have to constantly chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.